Good day, everyone. You are listening to Hourly News at Naka Online Radio, and my name is Makgotso Ntakaneng. Thank you so much for tuning in. Topping the news today, community members to help in locating a missing teenager. MEC Dr. Ramathuba to meet funeral undertakers over COVID-19 issues. Coronavirus at Akonhoek Police Station. National Sea Rescue Institute recovered and identified woman body. Deputy Minister tests positive for COVID-19. And Israel Musehla dies at age 50. Community members to help in locating a missing teenager. The South African service in Mpepu outside Toyandong are investigating the disappearance of a 14-year-old teenager, Vuani Sidaisa, from Mavunga RDP section at Mavunga village. Vuani was reportedly last seen at home by his grandmother before she departed to Toyandong town on Wednesday, 6 January 2021 at 1. Unfortunately, she received a phone call at about 4 from his caregiver who was left with the teenager at home that he was missing until now. During his disappearance, Vuani was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, black and white trouser with black sandals. Intensive searches for the victim at relative friends and surrounding areas were conducted but were not successful. Police request anyone with the information that can assist with information that can reunite the missing teenager with his family to contact the investigating officer, Sergeant Sivugwana, on 082-319-9558 or 015-970-3000 or Crime Stop number at 086-001-0111.
The police in Mpepu outside Toyandong are investigating the disappearance of a 14-year-old teenager, Vuani Sidaisa, from Mavunga village. The victim was last seen at home by his grandmother on Wednesday, 6 January this year, and have since disappeared. Vuani was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, black and white trouser, with black sandals. Anyone with information that can assist should contact Sergeant Shibumwana on 082-3199-58 or nearest police.
MEC Dr. Pope Ramathuba to meet family undertakers over COVID-19 issues. Health MEC Dr. Pope Ramathuba will hold a virtual meeting with funeral undertakers operating in the province. The meeting will discuss issues relating to COVID-19, more so that the province is seeing a number of deaths during the current resurgence due to COVID-19 related complications. I quote, "As a province, we strongly believe that we have simultaneously entered both stage 6 of medical care and stage 7 of bereavement and the undermaths of our COVID-19 response stages. Funerals have become super spreaders and funeral undertakers are a key stakeholders in the fight against COVID-19. Their full commitment and involvement in the fight against the virus at this stage is crucial, end quote, said MEC. The meeting is rescheduled as follows. Date is the 11th January 2021 at 4. Venue is Visual Platforms via Zoom. Coronavirus case at Akonhoek Police Station, Mpumalanga. All communities serviced by the Akonhoek Police Station are advised that this police station is temporarily closed due to an employee who tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The community service center will now be operated at Miriam Mogakane Community Hall opposite Raja Hardware. To access the station, the community can call the following numbers: 079-886-2415 or 071-257-0052 or 082 303-9560 for all the emergencies and complaints which will be attended accordingly. The telephone lines at Akwenhoek Police Station Community Service Center will not be accessible for the duration of the closure. However, service delivery will not be hampered. The building will be decontaminated on Tuesday, the 12th of January 2021, and services will resume normally at the station on Thursday, 14 January 2021. The SAPS management in Mpumalanga apologizes for any inconvenience that may arise from this. The station commander, Colonel Mfundisi Makamu, can also be contacted on 082-445-7649. The body of an unidentified woman has been recovered from the surf line in front of Sea Point's public swimming pool. The National Sea Rescue Institute's NSRI, Craig Lambinon, says the corpse was brought onto the beach yesterday by NSRI and police divers in a number of other emergency units assisting. I quote, "The body of the female was taken into the care of the Western Cape Government Health Forensic Pathology Services. The police have opened an inquest docket. The circumstances surrounding this incident remain unknown. Anyone with information related to this incident and can assist police to identify the female can call all police on 10111 or the Sea Point Police Station on 021-430-3700. Deputy Minister Moloi tests positive for COVID-19. The Deputy Minister of the Department of Employment and Labour, Witumelo Elizabeth Moloi, has tested positive for COVID-19. An award-winning gospel music star, Israel Mosehla, has died at the age of 50. His family confirmed the news at Chisa Live on Monday morning. Born in Soweto, Mosehla came from a family of worshippers. His mother and father were both preachers and musicians. Recapping the news today, community members to help in locating a missing teenager. MEC Dr. Ramatuba to meet funeral undertakers over COVID-19 issues. Coronavirus at Akwenhoek Police Station. National Sea Rescue Institute recovered an unidentified woman body. Deputy Minister tests positive for COVID-19. Israel Mosehla dies. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh.